There is so much to talk about on Palm Sunday, and it is our tradition, however, because of the length of the ceremonies, not to have a proper sermon on this day, because everything speaks so eloquently. That is to say, the ceremonies, the music, the text of the prayers, the chanting of the Passion. Well, the donkey, who's waiting outside for his moment of glory, hers, I should say, she and her colt or her foal or her colt, the donkey speaks very beautifully of humility. The procession features the donkey again this year, and what a beautiful way to conclude a Lent which we have dedicated to some little prayer and speaking about humility, our meditations every day on that grace. The donkey is that humble beast of burden who, despite its humility, was chosen as the throne for the Mother of God and our Lord on the way to Bethlehem for the Nativity, and the throne for Christ the King on that first triumphal procession as our Lord entered into the city of Jerusalem, not only king but priest, to be sacrificed for our sins. Now, the donkey is a humble little beast. He's often insulted. He's insulted by being made synonymous with stubbornness. The traditional word for donkey is actually a vulgar word in our speech today. And that political party that's so intent upon the murdering of babies, they have a donkey as their symbol. Poor donkey. We make reparation to this beautiful creature of Almighty God today, which represents Eve at the beginning and represents the synagogue or the Jewish people of old, and represents indeed our Lord himself in its profound humility. After the procession is concluded during the Mass, we will hear the words of St. Paul talking about our Lord giving us an example of humility. Let us take that example to heart today. God, who is so humble that he deigns to say that he needs a donkey, he who created all things, well, he needs a few more donkeys. He needs all of us. He needs our fidelity and our service these blessed days of Holy Week. But he needs us each day of our life. And he expects us to imitate the donkey at least a little in our humble service of our Lord. After the distribution of palms, we continue our ceremony. And during this ceremony, the children are invited to come to the aisle and to follow the banner bearer, to lead the procession outside with the donkey. And then we make a little tour around the parking lot. Remember, the procession leaving the church stands for our Lord's incarnation, leaving heaven for earth. The parking lot, with its dust and its cars and its puddles, stands for this world and this life, with all of its strife and all of its turmoil and difficulties. We come back to church and find the church doors shut. That stands for the gates of heaven shut by original sin of Adam and of Eve. And then the choir within, representing angels, alternates with the choir without, representing the church militant here upon earth. And that beautiful hymn, going back to the 6th century, of Theodulf of Orléans, the glory, laud, and honor. And we sing that back and forth, representing angels and men praising our Lord and our King. As the Mass begins, the note becomes very somber. And you see again references to humility in the introit, in the collect, in the epistle, and most of all in the long chant of the Passion, how our Lord humbled himself, being obedient unto death, even unto the death of the cross, for our sake. May our Lord give us the grace, he who has deigned to express an interest in our service, who hath need of us, to imitate the donkey a bit these days. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.